CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 25th of January, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. It is the last week to submit your nominations for the RSGB 2026 elections. The RSGB EMC committee has published a guide for reporting harmful interference to Ofcom. Apply to be the RSGB's honorary skills and career development officer. Time is running out to submit your candidate forms and nominations to become an RSGB board director or regional representative in the upcoming RSGB 2026 elections. Both roles offer the chance to use your skills, experience, energy and enthusiasm to help shape the future of the RSGB and its activities as it fulfills its strategic priorities. If you'd like to rise to the challenge and join a team of enthusiastic and dedicated radio amateurs who are eager to ensure the growth of the RSGB and amateur radio, act now. The closing date for all vacancies is 2359 UTC on the 31st of January. The Society strongly encourages applications from radio amateurs of all different backgrounds and identities. Find out how to submit your application at rsgb.org/elections. The RSGB EMC committee has recently published a new guide for reporting harmful interference to Ofcom. The leaflet contains some do's and don'ts on the style and content of the report that has to be submitted. It also provides some examples of wording that can be used. This is the 18th leaflet the EMC committee has released that offers advice on dealing with interference issues. Download all of them by going to rsgb.org/echomikecharlie and selecting EMC leaflets from the section in this section menu on the right-hand side. The RSGB is looking for a volunteer to build a team that will engage with early career engineers, as well as those making a career transition, to encourage them to use amateur radio to develop their skills and knowledge. As the honorary Skills and Career Development Officer, you would lead a team that will design and deliver learning material and courses at a level both just beyond and significantly beyond the full license. If you're an RSGB member and interested in either this role or contributing to this program, read the full role description at rsgb.org/volunteers. Girl Guides and Scouts across the globe will be celebrating 100 years of World Thinking Day on Sunday, the 22nd of February. The aim of Thinking Day on the Air is to encourage girl guiding and scouting members to make friendships with those in other units using amateur radio as a means of communication. What will you be doing to help them celebrate? You could put on a special event station with a call sign that reflects this centenary. Let the RSGB know your plans so it can help to promote the event and share a list of stations that will be active over the weekend. A similar and highly popular resource was shared for Jamboree on the Air in October. Get involved and help them make this event just as successful. Send details of your activity to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. Amateur Radio Digital Communications, also known as the ARDC, has been funding opportunities open for projects. Applications are invited for a range of topics including hardware, software, digital and satellite communications and educational material. The next deadline for submitting applications is the 1st of February 2026. Read more at tinyurl.com/AlphaRomeoDeltaCharlieFoxtrotEchoBravo26. Join the new Radio for Us net on Freestar International today, Sunday the 25th of January from 8 p.m. A live stream of the event will be available at youtube.com/@radioforus. That's one word. You can find out more about the network visit by visiting freestar.network. And finally, a reminder that the next of the popular 145 Alive series will take place on Saturday the 7th of February from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. The event will include the addition of 144 MHz SSB stations with vertical polarization. For more information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. And now for details of rallies and events. There's a rally in Lincoln at the moment. You've missed it. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, will take place on Sunday the 8th of February at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Exhibitors can gain access to setup from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 10 a.m. A large car park, catering, bring and buy, improved disabled access and a seating area will be available on site. For more information and booking, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. And now the special event news. Special call sign, here we go. Delta Foxtrot 100 Kilo Whiskey Tango Juliet is active until the 31st of March to mark the centenary of the, here we go again, Kurzwellentagung. Whatever that is. This commemorates the first convention of German HF amateurs, which was held in January 1926. QSL via the Bureau. Visit qrz.com for more details. And the Worldwide Award is currently underway and runs until the 31st of January. The award combines CW, SSB and digital mode activity from stations around the world. Real-time online award tracking is available for chasers. For more information, visit hamaward.cloud/whiskey-whiskey-alpha. And now the DX News. Gabriel HB9TSW is active as Zulu 68 Bravo Golf from Slatina Air Base near Pristina in Kosovo until Wednesday the 28th of January. He's offering seating CW only. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via Gabriel's home call. And another Gabriel, this time without an E at the end. LU1WGB is active as Lima Uniform 1 Whiskey Golf Bravo / Zulu from Joint Antarctic Base on Laurie Island in the South Orkney Islands, AN008, until the 22nd of February. He operates FT8 with a QRP SDR transceiver and a dipole. Now the contest news. The Siku Worldwide 160-meter DX contest started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 23rd and runs until 2200 UTC today. I think it's already too late. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange of signal report in CQ zone. American stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, Sprint, started at 1200 UTC yesterday and runs until 1200 UTC today. Using RTTY on the 80 to 10 meter bands where concerts are permitted, the exchange is your serial number. On Tuesday, the 27th of January, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 19:30 until 22:30 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 13-centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. And on Wednesday, the 28th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 22nd of January, 2026. Last week featured a massive aurora that couldn't have been predicted in the previous report. The cause was a large Earth-directed coronal mass ejection on Sunday, the 18th of January. It happened at 18:08 UTC. The solar wind speed was above 1,100 km a second, so the impact on the Earth arrived sooner than expected. The result was that the KP index rose to 8.33 at around 19:38 UTC on Monday the 19th, producing widespread aurora. Such was its intensity, the aurora was visible from Devon, and the KP index was still at 8 the following day. HF was badly affected, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path struggling to reach 14 MHz on the 20th of January. Luckily, things have now calmed down, but it shows that it's worthwhile keeping an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. HFDX is a little sparse during the height of the geomagnetic storm, but has since recovered. 8Q7JI in the Maldives was reported as being worked on the 20-meter band using FT8 in the afternoon of Wednesday, the 21st. The KP5/NP3VI The Seiko Island de-expedition continues and has been worked from the UK by better equipped stations. 9X2AW in Rwanda will be operating for the coming 2 weeks. And lastly, VP2EIO in Anguilla is active until the 31st of January using FT8 and some SSB. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start next week around 175. But declined to 165 by Friday the 30th. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be reasonable, at least until the 28th, when we may expect a KP index of 4 or 5 over a 3-day period. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The mild, unsettled weather is probably going to transform into a cold, unsettled pattern during the next week. However, things will stay essentially unsettled, with active weather fronts or heavy showers bringing plenty of opportunity for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. After the good auroral and auroral E propagation on the VHF bands early last week, things are quieter now. However, as usual, a daily check on the KP index will ensure you keep in touch with any sign of recurrence. As for meteor scatter, we are now firmly in the random meteor period for several weeks, and with no major showers available, the best times will usually be in the early hours before sunrise. Lastly, a mention of sporadic E, which might crop up as brief spikes on the propquest.co.uk graphs. The FOES values for in January show as isolated peaks from 5 to 7 MHz, which is approximately equivalent to 10 metres and 6 metres. Perhaps a good way to see where the prospects exist is by using dxmaps.com to find current sporadic E paths on the 10 and 6 meter bands. A second hint can be found by looking at the Sporadiki blog tab on PropQuest to see where the main weather jet streams are located. This is because Sporadiki paths are often associated with jet streams, especially where they cross mountain ranges, like the Pyrenees or Alps. July this year sees maximum moon declination coinciding with the lowest path losses in the Northern Hemisphere. So there's never been a better time to try EME operating. This week, moon declination is positive and rising, so moon window length and peak elevation are increasing. Path losses are falling as we approach perigee on the 29th of January. 144 MHz sky noise is low, rising to moderate on the 29th of January. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGV affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGV website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is for my immediate coverage area on 2 metres, Bristol and South Wales. Starting with the essentially Bristol area, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesday from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, postcode BS28JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, via gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 for NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via the web, nbarc.org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11am every Sunday. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117-982-3822, or by emailing secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or looking at the web shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk. Thornborough in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornborough. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30am. This Wednesday, that's the 28th, at 8pm, there will be a social and operating evening, including the members' table. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8pm. For further information, contact the club's secretary, Terry, via secretary@tangosierragolf.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in my coverage of South Wales on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, postcode CF645SP, from 7:30pm. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 MHz from 8pm. On Friday, there's a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT, and contact is via Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or by emailing sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 It's kilohertz from 12 noon, 80 metres. On Tuesdays, there's an Ethel 144.575 megahertz from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972336885. Kepstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, postcode NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and you can look at Golf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk on the web. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, postcode NP44 6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club and GarethMW6GVR can be emailed at MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Play Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunderdale, Cardiff, postcode CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. And contact is by email hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie Mike Echo Mike Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. Tomorrow, that's the 26th, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on 145.375 MHz on Tuesday at 8 p.m. On Wednesday at 7 p.m, there's a talk on oscilloscopes, along with a practical demonstration. The Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit GolfWhiskey4EchoZuluWhiskey.org.uk or and look at GolfWhiskey4EchoZuluWhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Elstrud, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CF417SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. On Tuesdays, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, postcode NP109SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact is on email uskside.alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com or you can visit uskside.alpharomeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org. The full schedule of GB Tourist broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB Tourist is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. Hope to be here this week. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.